Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Colonel Dana Duthie's career as an Air Force fighter pilot is the basis for many of the experiences in his books, all called Action Lover's Delights, exciting, believable military thrillers. His Air Force career spanned 24 years, from pilot training in Georgia and instructor in Texas to the skies over Southeast Asia, and from flying the F-4 Phantom in Germany to the F-16 Falcon in South Carolina, Korea, and Germany. His highly acclaimed thriller, Dark Reign, dwells on the twilight of the hero's career as a colonel in the United States Air Force. His hits, bits and pieces of Duthie's total experiences, by the way, as an Air Force fighter, wrapped up in the novel. Iran has planted families in the American society to live American lives until their call came to spread death and destruction. Dana is also the author of Tremble and Phantoms of the Shaw. Colonel Duthie also paid his dues with three headquarters assignments and professional schooling. Retired from the Air Force in 1992, lives in Broomfield in Steamboat Springs, Colorado, with his wife. They have two children, three grandchildren nearby. One of the grandsons currently assigned to the USS Carl Vinson nuclear aircraft carrier in the Pacific. Colonel Dana Duthie, author of Dark Reign, our guest on This Week in America. Dana, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Well, thank you very much, Rick. Great to be here. Appreciate the opportunity.
Well, the books are so well received and such great stories that you tell in all these, and this program will be focusing on Dark Reign, but also the author of Tremble and Phantoms of the Shaw. We'll let you know where you can get those and Dana's website as we go through the program. What inspired you to write these books? What a great career you had in the Air Force. Why did you decide that you had some great stories to tell and you were going to start writing novels?
Well, I guess that kind of started way back when I was a kid. My father was in the CIA, and we actually traveled all over the world and had a little adventure as a boy when I was about 8 or 9 years old, connected to what he was doing. And I wrote a little story about it, and my teacher said I ought to get serious about doing this kind of writing, and I just kind of blew that off until I had my Pentagon job just prior in late 80s. It's kind of a know-nothing job, so I decided to put Dark Reign, or start at least Dark Reign, and I wrote most of it then, and then came back after finally retiring to finish it off. But I guess it all goes back just to that article or my story as a boy, and then the fact that I've always been very inspired by the people that I work with and some of the opportunities that I had, adventures, if you will, flying fighter airplanes.
I want to go back just a second. This is fascinating, the background. Your dad was in the CIA. You moved a lot, it sounds like. How much did you know what dad was doing? Oftentimes, you know, dad, mom come home from work and they talk about what happened at work that day. What was that like with your father? Did you have any idea what he was up to in real life?
That's funny you should ask. Not at all until between my junior and senior year at VMI college, I got a job at the CIA as a clerk, and getting ready to go to work that day, my dad says, come on, get in the car, I'll take you to work. And I said, well, you work downtown at the State Department, don't you? Just shut up and get in the car. So between the house and Langley, I found out what it is he'd been doing for, you know, all his life, all my life. And he didn't talk a whole lot about it, and I understood. So after he retired, I learned about everything. But I didn't know a thing at all about what he was doing until I was, 20 years old, 21.
It's a fascinating story. Dan Duthie with us on the program. If you're looking for Dana online, it's Dana Duthie, D-U-T-H-I-E, books.com is his website. Book available at Amazon and all of the usual places. Dark Reign is the one we're focusing on now. He's written two others, Tremble and Phantoms of the Shaw. Dana, talk about what really makes these books different than many of the others in the same genre out there, because everybody that reads the book say this was really entertaining and different than other books that I've read.
Well, I think two things. First off, I incorporate a lot of realism, a lot of actual people, although the names are changed a little bit to protect the innocent. But a lot of the people and subjects in these books are real life folks and doing what, you know, what I, wrote about in the peacetime parts of the novels. The actual fiction story obviously is fiction, so although their names are there, that didn't really happen. The second thing I think it makes a difference is that I get pretty technical in some of the aerodynamics of a dogfight, for example. That, of course, then limits my audience a little bit, I believe. In fact, I just had a lady come over this morning, wanted to buy one to send to her son. She had read it. She said, I had to skip through a lot of that, flying stuff, but I really liked it. So I think that's the other part of it, that it's more technical in many cases, and therefore probably limits the audience a little bit.
But it gives the rest of us some insight into what was happening during that period. It fascinating that you based it on fact and true happenings. Talk about that, how you sort of use that, I guess, as what the foundation, and then fictionalized from there.
Yeah, Dark Reign is a good example. I actually wrote that book in 1989, 88, 89, in the Pentagon. It's the last maybe two-thirds of the book, whereas, without getting into the story too much, where a mole, an Iranian in the Air Force, steals an F-16 and its nuclear bomb and flies it to Libya. I actually did that back then, and then because I had nothing else to do. I was really do-nothing job. Then I got back in the cockpit. I was really busy. I retired from the Air Force, got a job running a water utility. I was really busy for 20 years. So when I picked it back up again, it was like 6 years ago. And by then, of course, a lot of things had happened, all having to do with terrorism. 2001 happened, 9/11, all of that. So I incorporated those true happenings, if you will, into the first part of the book, where the terrorists strike in four different places.
With us on the program is Dana Duthie. His website is very simple, Dana Duthie, D-U-T-H-I-E, books.com. You'll find the books available at Amazon, all of the usual places. Information on Dana's website as well. Dark Reign is the book we're talking about. Others he's written, Tremble and Phantoms of the Shah, and we'll mention those in future programs. What was it like writing this book and going back and sort of reliving those times that you spent? I'm sure there were good and bad times that went into the background of the book. What was that like for you going back and recreating some of what you went through and then writing Dark Reign?
Well, it was a lot of fun. It was interesting because, like I said, I really enjoyed my time and the people that I lived with, worked with, especially in Dark Reign's theme was a lot of it happened from a base in Germany where I was stationed. We flew a lot in Germany and then out of Spain for training. So it was good to get back into that and, the memories of those kind of activities, especially all the hijinks that us fighter pilots used to get into and get into trouble. So that was always fun. The coming up with the stories was just, I think, is my propensity. My friends always say I'm very good at BS. So that's probably how that all happened.
Well, that's a good background for a writer. If you got a little BS ability, that goes a long way. That fills like half the chapters of the book. So you got a flying start at that point. You've been successful self-publishing the three books, Dark Reign, Tremble, Phantoms of the Shah. For so many people that are thinking about self-publishing, what are some of the lessons maybe you've learned that you could pass along to them?
Have a lot of money. The term self-publishing is a kind of a misnomer. Basically, they publish, you pay.
Yes.
I was not prepared for the amount of money I was going to have to spend for the marketing of these books. What I have found is that my publishing company, and actually I'm on my second one now, because the second one talked me out of the first one. They're all in the Philippines. Not that I have any problem with the Philippines. I love the Philippines. Been there quite a bit. But it's difficult in some cases getting your point across with them. The time difference is makes communications a little bit difficult. But I find with them, they are all very persuasive and aggressive to pull all kinds of money out of you for interviews like this or whatever else they want, they think they need to bring your book to. So that would be my lesson, is be prepared. It is not as cheap as you might think.
And do your homework, obviously, would be something to make sure that the company you're working with is the company that can really advance what you want to do with the books. And the books we're talking about, written by Dana Duthie, our guest on the program, DanaDuthieBooks.com, and Duthie is D-U-T-H-I-E. Let's talk about the day-to-day routine as a writer. As some will say, I squeeze in a couple of hours every day if I get a chance to do that. Others say, no, I consider it a full-time job. I'm in there. I've got a set routine. How do you go about writing? Do you have a routine?
Yeah, that was interesting. You're right. There are people that Tom Clancy was one, where he basically had an office.
Yes.
And he would go to the office from 8 to 5 and sit there and work all day and go home and do, you know, he was out of it. In my case, at the Pentagon, especially with Dark Reign, because I had lots of time, I would sit there and I was doing my job as things came up when the phone rang or the general called or whatever. But it was, pretty much quite a bit of my 8 to 5 job. But what I found mostly afterwards, and especially when I got, after retired and getting back into the other two books, is it was kind of chapter by chapter. Once I started the chapter, I finished it. And that may mean at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning or whatever. But, then I could put it down and think about it for a while, come back and maybe do some more a little bit later, but it was definitely not a full-time job.
Now, in the next question, you hear people that say, boy, you have to have an outline. I never start my book unless I have an outline. I've got it all laid out. Go back, basically, and fill in the blanks, working from the outline. And then you talk to others that say, I tried that, and I'm sort of better sort of seeing where the characters, where the situation will take me. Do you use a strict outline?
No. In fact, I use kind of a mixture of the two. Looking into or thinking about and got in my head a fourth book, and I've kind of outlined it. But I did that with the second book, Tremble. As I got into it, I found, I need to blast off of this outline and add some more personal stuff here or some, an adjunct to the story here and there. So I used it as a basic, for the basic theme, but I didn't stick with it completely.
What are your goals? What do you hope to accomplish with the books? I guess, what do you want the takeaway to be for the reader? You read, and they're very entertaining books, and it really gets you thinking about the world we lived in and the world we're living in now. What do you hope the takeaway is after they finish reading, in this case, Dark Reign?
Yeah, I certainly didn't do it to make money. I'm sitting here looking at my three books on the bookshelf here in front of me. And I do that quite often with my single malt scotch on ice in the evenings. And say, that's kind of neat. I got three books with my name on. But for other folks to take away from it, I think it's just a little bit of a insight as to what it was like or is like flying as a fighter pilot in the Air Force, their day-to-day lives, and then bring into it some of the, the terror and the problems that we have in the world right now and how it would be handled by a squadron of fighter pilots if they were put to task against terrorists.
And they are in your books. In this particular case, Dark Reign is the book we're talking about by Dana Duthie. That's D-U-T-H-I-E. His website is DanaDuthieBooks.com. You'll find them at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. You do a very descriptive job, and you mentioned some of the flight scenes in there. It's all very visual. Is there any talk about maybe making one of your books or maybe the series of books into a movie of some kind?
Well, that's what these marketeers like to say as well. I must have had, over the last 6 months, I've probably had 50 to 60 different phone calls from different folks that want to be my agent or want to take my books to big time publishers or to Hollywood or Netflix. But of course, they want, I have to shell out a lot of money for them to do that. My position on that is, as you said, there is a lot of descriptive aerodynamic flying scenes, you know, a la Top Gun kind of thing. But that is a difficult thing, I would think, a difficult technology for Hollywood to duplicate. So, you know, if somebody wanted to do something like that, fine, but they need to call me. I'm not going to pay for the, you know, pay and call them. If they really, if somebody at Netflix wanted one of my books into a movie, great, but I definitely would want to have a say into how it was made. So I don't think it would happen. Certainly it would be fun, but I'm not holding my breath.
And if you're interested in pursuing that with Dana, not selling him something, but actually you handle movies and would like to do something, you can contact him by going to his website, danaduthebooks.com. Doc Rains, the book we're talking about, a couple minutes left in the program here. When you look back on this, you mentioned before that Tom Clancy was sort of an inspiration. You liked his books. Were there any authors that really influenced your reading and now your writing style?
Brad Thor would be another one. The Harvath adventures that he has, Patterson. I've read a lot of those books. Nelson DeMille. But again, they're not the same kind of, it's not a military operation. So I haven't found anybody else that really gets into this kind of adventure via a flying military operation, at least.
You know, it's interesting because you do bring that perspective. So it's not somebody who's an author that decides to write about it. It's someone who actually lived many of these experiences who has decided to write about it. That really makes a difference, doesn't it? I would think as you're sitting there coming up with stories, you know what's feasible and you know what's total fantasy.
Yeah, especially when you get into the technical aspects of flying an F-16, for example. You know, if you know what you're talking about, that certainly helps. And I've seen a lot of, well, not a lot, but I've seen a few Netflix, YouTube kind of things where they're a little bit far-fetched. Hollywood, you know, Schwarzenegger and flying a jump jet with his helmet off, and it's a little bit unrealistic.
Yes.
Although in Dark Reign, at the end of the story, the hero ends up escaping with the airplane with his helmet off. So, you know, that's just possible.
A minute or so left here. As people read this book, Iran has planted families in American society to live American lives until their call came to spread death and destruction. And you're thinking, boy, I'm glad that could never really happen. But could it? Could it?
You know, you're right. That's something a couple people have asked me since they read the book. I would say it would be not impossible. And in fact, I would not be surprised if something like that isn't kind of in the making. It would, you know, if they another book that I just read, I think Brad Thor book, he had basically outpost, if you will, in China, where they were all living as Americans, growing up as Americans. And you know, that part of it, I think, would be real easy. Having those people then get into the Air Force or Navy and fly in fighters with the background checks that we go through, hopefully would be a little bit more difficult. But I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility.
It's interesting. It's entertaining, Dark Reign, as well as the other two I'll mention here in a second. Action thrillers, exciting, believable military thrillers, and will get you think as well. Dana's other books are Tremble and Phantoms of the Shaw. DanaDuthieBooks.com is his website. Duthie is D-U-T-H-I-E, DanaDuthieBooks.com. Find him on Amazon, all of the usual places, Dana, a pleasure having you on the program. This is Dark Reign. We focused on, we've got Tremble and Phantoms of the Shaw. We'll have you back. Both of these storylines we're somewhat familiar with. Phantoms of the Shaw, we've been certainly lived through that and remember the headlines and the news stories coming out of that era, and we'll talk about those on future programs. Dana, thank you for being with us on the program. It's been a pleasure. Look forward to having you back with us.
Oh, thank you very much, Rick. Appreciate it.
DanaDuthieBooks.com is Dana's website. Dark Reign, the book we talked about, the other two, Tremble and Phantoms of the Shaw. And you're listening to This Week in America. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.